Hello. In the previous video, we discovered how you can install the on-premises components that are necessary to start protecting your VMware virtual machines with Azure Site Recovery. In this video, I'm going to show you how you can discover your vCenter server once your on-premise components have been installed. To get started, all you will need is the credentials for your VMware vCenter server. You also have the option of just discovering the ESX host on which your virtual machines are running. You will need to add the credentials of the VMware vCenter server or the ESXi host using the CSPS config tool on the configuration server. Please remember that the credentials remain on-premises on your own configuration server, and ASR never receives the credentials. So back on my DR gateway where I have installed the configuration server, I find that the CSPS config tool has already been made available. I launch the tool, and the tool gives me the option of adding accounts that I can then use for performing a vCenter or ESXi discovery. Adding an account is straightforward. You simply need to specify the friendly name that you plan to use for the account, followed by the username and the credentials. At no point does the username or the password get sent to ASR. ASR only receives the friendly name that you provide for the credentials. The credentials are persisted in the MySQL DB on your configuration server on-premises. Once you've added the credentials, on the configuration server that you have already deployed and registered with the ASR Vault using the unified setup, simply click on Add vCenter Server. You can provide the IP address or the FQDN of the vCenter server or the ESX host that you plan to discover. I'm going to use the IP address. Specify a friendly name for your vCenter server. Select the process server that you plan to use and the account credentials. I had already added my credentials as my server, and that friendly name has been made available to ASR. Once completed, simply click on Submit, and the vCenter discovery will be completed. 5 minutes or so later, I can see in the jobs view of the ASR portal that my vCenter server has been added. And if I go back to the servers view, under my configuration server, I can see the vCenter server that I added, vCenter server, is now actually discovered and is showing as connected. With this done, I should now be able to start protecting my virtual machines and replicating them to Azure. But for that, you'll have to check out our next video. Thank you.